in America. In New York's harbor, the so-called Bethel ship lay to anchor with the Methodist pastor Olof Hedström from Småland in charge. He takes care of newly arrived fellow countrymen from Sweden, and he sees to it that they get accommodations during their first days in the new country. And above all, he invites them to listen to the Word of God, both in sermons and hymns. In New York, they also meet with the Swedish ship carpenter Per Dahlberg, who is awaiting his wife and children from Sweden. He advises Peter Cassell that the group ought to go on to Iowa instead of Wisconsin, because there it is easier to acquire land, and the soil there is furthermore especially fertile. On his advice, their plans are totally changed, and a new route is started after 8 days in America. Andrew Cassell tells us with his own words about the further journey the group makes after their arrival in New York. Nearby where we anchored was a ship rigged for a church, where there was a Swedish preaching every day by Reverend O.G. Hedström. The ship was called John Wesley, or the Bethel ship. At New York, we met Peter Dahlberg, who had been in America 1 year, a ship carpenter. He was in New York to meet his family, who came there about the same time that we did. They came from Stockholm. We came from Östergötland, south of Linköping. Dahlberg and his family came with us to Jefferson County. We stayed in New York from Sunday until the next Saturday, when we took the steamboat early in the morning, I think to New Brunswick, thence railroad to Philadelphia, where we stayed over Sunday, took the route across Pennsylvania to Pittsburgh, stayed at Hollidaysburg over the second Sunday. At Philadelphia, we were set aboard railroad cars that also answered the purpose of canal boat. After running some distance by railroad, the whole train, consisting of 4 cars, would be run into the canal and made a nice boat, which was pulled by a horse. Thus changing from railroad to canal boat and from canal boat to railroad several times over the mountains, each car was pulled up by machinery and let down on the other side. At Pittsburgh, we took a steamboat down the Ohio River to Cairo, stayed in Cincinnati over the third Sunday. From Cairo, we took the Mississippi River up to Burlington, thence by private conveyance to Jefferson County, Iowa. Thus the journey was ended about the middle of September, 1845, a journey of just 4 months. The private vehicles that Andrew Cassell remembers must be the hired wagons they had filled with their luggage. The very last distance the group walked on foot towards Jefferson County, which is the nearest location where there is land to purchase, from Skunk River, a tributary to the Big Mississippi River, they follow the riverbank up to Brush Creek in the southeastern corner of the county that leads to Lockridge Township. On the south side of Brush Creek, in section 26, they find an abandoned shanty without a roof built in 1837. They give it the name Stockholm, a reminder of their old homeland. The long, difficult journey from Sweden has at last come to an end. The place they choose for their settlement will eventually give rise to the Swedish colony, New Sweden, the first lasting Swedish colony founded in the Midwest of North America.